Blog Talk Radio.
John, are you there? John! Damn it.
Unmuted.
Welcome to Wake Up 911. Welcome to Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and with me is John Doerr. How are you doing, John?
Okay, James, I'm unmuted. Doing good.
You're unmuted now. Are you happy
yeah.
to be unmuted? Would
yeah.
you like to be muted again?
No.
Slave, lick my boot. The salt off my boots, you sheep. I make a terrible ruler.
Yeah.
That's why I'm all for anarchy. I'm like, stop me from being in charge because I'll be mean. No, I
no.
won't. I'll be like one of the nicest fucking guys on the planet. I'll be like, rainbows everywhere. Spray the chemtrails. Anyway. GMO for everyone.
Yeah.
And free injections. Get grandma to have a double dose.
Extra mercury for grandma.
Grandma, would you like a spoonful of mercury? No, I wouldn't. Here you go. just a spoonful of mercury helps the medicine go down.
Yeah.
I made a joke about that with Mary Poppins and singing that song with an airplane. You know, I had an airplane. I was flying it around. I was like, I was trying to insinuate that people will believe the airplanes with the sugar-coated bullshit on top of the truth.
Yep.
And
yep.
Then 9/11 Truth attacked me, those fuckers. They believe in
uh-huh.
airplanes.
Right.
When just about everybody else doesn't. So I just
well,
show
how the
him.
Hell could you? With all those fake videos and shit. Don't give you much to believe in the first place.
Well, which fake videos are you talking about? Like everything that came out?
Yeah, basically.
Anything that was on the television is fake. Just
no,
don't believe
of course.
It. Don't believe
no.
the hype.
Enough.
I just did a video with Tim. It was very
yeah.
long.
Uh-huh.
And but we got out a lot of good stuff. That's
good.
The important thing.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're just waking up.
No.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah, thank you.
You were just in the land, the never-never land.
Yes, I was.
I had an excellent sleep myself, thank you very much.
Good.
I'm just wondering how many more excellent sleeps I'll have before it's the end of the world. It's coming, like in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 9/11's in 6 days. I've been promoting a movie every night. I make
yeah.
a little movie poster and I give a little description.
Mm-hmm.
And so the last one I put out was 9/11, the biggest lie, 500,000. It's like my
right.
favorite one, except for one little piece in it and where I say, Judy Wood's book is the best fucking thing on the out there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that now. I think she's in it. I think she's in it to her eyeballs. She's distracting people from the truth, and she convolutes the truth with so much scientific mumbo-jumbo. And
right.
to say that being a scientist is some kind of authority is
no.
a total pile of shit, because everything scientific that came out of 9/11 was absolutely horseshit.
Yeah, it was all lies.
Yeah.
They're all controlled
by the
elites. Who do you think gives them
yeah.
money?
Yeah.
It's the same reason they can't figure out why, you know, hundreds of thousands of, you know, seals are washing up on the west coast of America right now.
We
you know,
can't
all
figure
other
it
kind,
out.
Yeah, and all other kinds of wild, you know, sea life and shit. Gee, I wonder why all this sea life is dying. Maybe it's that nuclear reactor that's been leaking for fucking 4 years, you ignorant motherfuckers. And they know, is my point. But they all exclaim publicly that they're baffled and, you know. They can't figure this out because they're
it's
fucking
baffling.
Whores. They're whores for the elite. Period. Yeah, so don't trust science either, because they're a bunch of lying fucking scumbags, just like the elites, who are their masters. People need to understand the reality that they believe is true is nothing but true. It's all false, man.
You're better off trusting your goldfish over a scientist.
Right.
This stage. You know, like, you watch the weather, and they're like, today we have hazy clouds and straight clouds. Like yesterday and tomorrow, we predict straight clouds.
Yeah, you know, like, straight line clouds. New clouds that have never fucking been in nature fucking since the earth began. But they're natural.
Dude, I have this poster my friend Danny gave me. It's of the Twin Towers. Mm-hmm. And it's a massive poster. And the shot is from far away with a telephoto zoom. And so they're parallel. There's relatively little perspective to them, but they take up like the whole poster from top to bottom.
Right.
And I look at these things every fucking day, and I'm like, man, those things were like a fortress. For Christ's sakes, they're fucking steel. It just blows my mind how people are so stupid. Oh man. You know, I would say kill me now, but I want to live. And shoot me now, but just shoot me in the foot or something. You know, it'll heal. You put up a brutal thing up last night. I caught attention because most of these things have like a graphic warning before now.
The rapist guy?
Black the rapist guy, yeah.
Yeah.
That
nice.
Was
you like
bad.
That, huh?
Well, you know,
it looks like they shot him in the face first, or he got blasted with some kind of heavy brick or something to the face because his face is like.
They gave him a gun.
Yeah,
to shoot himself.
Right, and he was like, "No."
You know,
and then they set him on fire and twice.
Yeah, and as soon as they set him on fire, he was lying there like in pain and agony. And as soon as they set him on fire, he got up real fast.
Yeah, he fucking ran like a motherfucker.
They shot him or they did something and he's hiding in it.
Smashed him in the head with a cinder block.
Oh, God, it didn't, like, multiple
times.
Yeah,
that's what finally did him in. They smashed his head in with a cinder block and then they set him
on fire again and then it was over.
That was it. He wasn't moving when they set him on fire the second time.
Yeah, that's fucking
naked.
Brutal.
Yeah,
Jesus. Well, you know, his death didn't last too long.
It was long enough and brutal and agonizing and painful enough.
It sent a message.
X-Men. Yeah.
It sent a message.
Sure, there's not too many rapists around where that guy lives or lives.
Now, I want to read Albert Pike's fucking Third Law or whatever, the Third World War. Because it says a couple of things in there, and we should be in the know about this, so I'm going to just pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
You ramble on about something unimportant.
Why?
I'm just kidding. It's really important.
Okay.
Albert Pike, World War III. So Pike's letter to Mazzini. Of course, all the Zionists will tell you that this is all bullshit.
Right, they claim that
9/11
is
real.
Fabricated letter that he never wrote it.
And the elders of Zion, it's fake.
My God.
These guys are not necessarily masters of deception. I mean, if you and I can pick their shit out, peanuts out of their shit, anybody can. I mean, if they really actually put themselves to it, they don't have any magical powers. There's nothing magic about it. When you break it down, it's like if you ram enough bullshit in someone's ears and not long enough, you're like, banana, 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 banana. Would you like a banana?
Don't believe it.
You'd be like, fuck off, I don't like bananas, fuck off, leave me alone. Because you're sick of the bananas. That sounds crazy. Okay, the third
World War. Here, take this banana or I'm going to fucking kill you. Guess what? You'll take the banana.
Yeah. Shoot yourself in the head with a banana. You're like, I can't do it. Do it. I can't.
Do it now.
shoves the banana in his ear, mm-hmm. breaks his eardrum, shows it, there's banana in the brain. Banana brains. All right. The Third World War must be fomented. I don't know that word. Fomented by taking advantage of the differences
formulated, in other words.
Okay.
Sorry.
Caused by the agenteur. Now, earlier they described the agenteur. The agenteur is a... agents. Okay.
Right.
The agents of the Illuminati between
mm-hmm.
the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. Well, there we go. Third World War must be fomented by the differences caused by the that has happened. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Oh, so Israel's
right.
going to blow up? I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the other nations...
but so is
sorry,
the rest of the Middle East along with them.
let me say this properly. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on the issue... So because of World War One with the Jews,
mm-hmm.
World War Two, because it says in World War Two, must be fomented by taking advantages between the fascists and the political Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
That's World War Two. Back
right.
to World War Three. Meanwhile, in the other nations, once more divided on the issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. So that's about to happen. That's what I wanted to talk about is like
mm-hmm.
once the economy collapses, you want to talk about exhaustion? Try not sleeping because there's zombies coming for you.
Right.
Zombies
trying to break into your house to get you water and food.
Exactly. It's fucking going to be a nightmare. And
mm-hmm.
This is why I said for 2 years all that I've been like, wake up, get yourself ready, be prepared, buy extra ammo, get food, get water. I've been saying this. You can check.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it like George Bush would say it. I'm saying, you can check. Make sure that I said.
If you're with us, or you're with the terrorists.
I can't do that one very well, but I can be like,
fucking bad.
Fool me once. Fool me. You can't be fooled again. Anyways, George Bush, he's such a character, that guy. But let's not talk about him.
Okay.
So, spiritual, physical, and moral exhaustion. This is where, they're playing it. It's a page from their text. It's a page from their book. They're playing out the page.
Right.
I'll read the rest of it after, but...
Basically, it goes along with the New World Order, their plans for a New World Order. Basically, it outlines the same thing, that... the nations of the world will be brought to their knees and begging for a one world government to solve all the financial and spiritual and war, people problems of war
imagine
and conflict.
Imagine that line you just said was like on every magazine cover, on every bus,
right.
on every sign, like in They Live, but it was like the truth.
Right.
Do you think people would wake up to it?
I'm sure they would. Why do you think they're trying to censor us so bad? Because they know that when the truth gets out, people listen. And they look more and more fucking bad for pumping out lies. I mean, not that, not too many people really fucking, only to... I'm convinced the elites and the New World Order and all this shit is to bring out all the fucking pansies that can't fucking live their own lives. To expose them. All the statists that fucking worship, the government. That's, supposed to worship you, the individual. It's all in reverse.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering how things really work. But, when I talk to Tim, I get this heavy feeling. Like, he's of the opinion that it's all going down the toilet. And, whereas I have a more optimistic approach, which is what keeps me going.
Right.
And so do you. But he's negative about it. And I just feel
it's hard not to be negative about it with all the
it's practical to be negative, but you have to balance it out. You know, you got to say, well, there's this, and then there's this. You know, like, but being, I'm not always positive either. So, okay, well, let's see. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which is in it all its horror. Will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Well,
yeah, that's,
I mean,
a bunch of fucking
all by design.
Bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not going to read anymore. It's fucking, it is horseshit.
Yeah.
I mean, we can
but
win
just
this
the
war
fact that
if we just go and buy.
Are going to, you know, tear apart society when in actuality they're promoting individuality and individual responsibility, which is what's lacking the most in society as a whole right now, and why it's so fucked up and being manipulated so easy by a group of, you know, scumbag elites.
This is what I was talking about with, you know, people, like you just said, it's going to eke out all the status and the pansies and the losers that are selfish and greedy. And damn straight, when push comes to shove, those people are going to be left in the dust. And, you know, for good reason, because they only care about themselves, and they have no sense of community. In only caring for themselves, they believed a paradigm that was false, and it's going to be the death of them.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly.
And, you know,
and who knows, in a way, maybe that's why it's being done.
Maybe
it's to cull the herd of all the weak scumbags that are selfish, greedy fucks, and get them out of the gene pool.
That's interesting.
Not sticking up for the elites and their fucking, you know, insane purposes of their fucking agendas, but, you know.
It's 333.
It tends to make a person wonder, you know, what their true intentions are.
Look,
you try to analyze them, it's just lie on top of lie on top of lie, hiding something that's true. And the truth, their truth is very hard to get to.
It's an interesting mystery, but it can be solved, and once it's solved, that's the end of it.
Right.
You don't keep playing on the stupid game that has been going on for eons. The reason why we're trying to unmask the truth is because the nature of human beings under the current game is savagery, is stupidity, is incivility, is uncaring, is selfish, is greedy. You know, this whole paradigm of Jesus Christ and love thy neighbor and do the right thing is lost on the world, mostly. People, just as an example, the Catholic Church, the religion, Tim was saying he's tried to speak to someone who's religious, that all this bad shit's coming and here's why and here's the reasons. And the guy's like,
God's will.
Jesus will save me. Jesus will save me. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to stand
right,
up
good
for
luck
anything.
With that.
Fuck that shit. That's bullshit.
Well, that's, you know, the manipulation of the masses through religion and politics. Right in your face. How could you be that fucking ignorant and stupid to believe in a false fucking, you know, deity is going to come save you for your own fuck-ups in life, your own fucking selfishness and greed? And they They also claim that their greed and selfishness is divine via the same religion. You know, they're taught that it's okay for them to be, you know, fucking greedy and, you know, eat animals and all this shit and fucking pollute the world because Jesus is going to come in the end and save everything.
No, he's
how
gonna
convenient.
Conquer.
Right.
Conquer.
But how fucking convenient that, you know, the elites, again, with their fucking religions... You know, in other words, they give you a contract to fucking, you know, do whatever the fuck you want and fucking spread fucking pestilence across the fucking planet.
Mm-hmm.
and here's your fucking get out of jail free card. Jesus Christ. You know, you have no moral obligations to your fucking fuck-ups, and you're wrecking the fucking, humanity and fucking planet as a whole. Because Jesus said he's going to save you all. And that's it. Now go wreck everything and make us lots of profits in doing so. You got to love it, man.
Well, the nice thing is, like, we know who all the corporations are. We know who's running them. We know who...
The same people that are running all the churches that everybody, says Jesus Christ is going to come save them.
They're who are lying to them. And, I don't believe you learn truth in rectory school or whatever it's called, where, priests go to learn about how to be a priest. And honestly... I believe in Jesus Christ as an entity, as an idea, as a fictional character. I never met the guy, so I don't have any basis to say he's real or not. But the idea is real, and it's in the Bible, and it's been put in the Bible for like a couple thousand years. So,
but who wrote the Bible? Men.
Right. I don't know.
You can't prove
I'm not arguing.
God's, word and all that. Look,
hold on,
there's ways of looking at the Bible that help you lead a good, wholesome life.
Yeah.
Where you don't hurt others and all of that stuff. I'm not against the Bible itself. But what I'm mostly against are these fucking fanatical religious fanatics that take the word of the Bible and twist it to their fucking, their will and what they want.
Yeah, they suit it to themselves.
What they want to say out of it, to control it out of greed. And fuck with people's heads.
I believe in God,
people.
So I can kill someone because God told me to. Or I can steal from someone
because I can just go
and relinquish my sins at the
church. Or God, God speaks through me to talk to you. So God says you have to give me, 20% of your paycheck every week.
<That's>
right? That's
yeah.
That's one of the biggest fucking, mind fuck people, get fucked over with.
Yeah.
And I mean, give me a fucking break, man.
I believe in God. I know God. I think you're God and I'm God and the table's God and the chair's God and the sky is God and the moon is God and all the fucking universe is God. The whole fucking thing is a name. Mm-hmm. It's a name. It's called God. But what it is it. It is everything. Everything is it. And it's also love, which is the emotional component, and it's also one, which is the numerical component, the logical component. And everything and nothing, so zero and one, is one. Mm-hmm. So that answers it. That's the magical truth. And if anyone charged you money to find that out, they're fucking going to hell. Anyone who's lied about the truth, it's really hard to say. I feel like I'm saying going to hell in sort of like a, like a sweeping sort of like, I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm not like, I'm not going to send people to hell. I'm not going to judge everyone. But, I can make my own judgments, and I can say bad people deserve to go to hell. And hell should be a nice fucking high-walled, open-air prison for fucking evil people. And they should all stay there for the rest of their natural lives. And it should be like just like fucking Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
They should, be subject to the horrors and the fucking everything they're describing in hell. In a hot fucking place. No vegetation. You have to fight to survive. It's hell.
Mm-hmm.
And, Israel is a shithole, and it deserves to be destroyed. I hate that place so much. I don't have much hate in my soul for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But Netanyahu and the evil Jews, they can go straight to hell, man. They just cross the fence and make the fence a few kilometers higher. and, yeah, don't airlift anything in there. Just let them die in there.
Right.
Anyway, that's pretty sad. That's fucking, it's kind of that. It's like, it's not, I can't just go sit down and watch Magnum PI and, take a shit and read a magazine. I gotta do fucking movies and videos on 9/11 so people will wake up. And I read the Bible when I take a dump.
Yep.
I just flip to a page and read it.
No.
So, I just rambled for a bit. Let's return.
Okay. Well, there's also, I guess, you know, in a sense, I believe building hatred for the elites, I think, is intentional. It's what they want it. How they
I
want
sort
it
of like
to
Star
be.
Wars. It's like the Emperor going, the more hate you have, the better.
Right.
You know,
good.
Like, yeah.
Because I believe they want it to come to that, in the sense that
Darth Vader dies?
No, I mean the elites.
Right.
Wanting the hatred pointed at them. Because I believe not only are they, instituting all these lies to manipulate, you know, the people, they're also not the only guilty parties. I read a good article about the Rothschilds and how they're actually in service to the Vatican, who are the real, string pullers.
The Jesuit order?
You're right. And that the Rothschilds and the elite Jews, Zionist Jews, are posing as the front men that are actually doing all the harm in the world, when it's actually the Vatican behind them that's truly pulling the strings and in control.
I'd level the whole Vatican City, this parking
right.
lot.
So, but the point is that, in other words, so in the sense of the Rothschilds and all the Zionists, controlling, the vast proportions of the monetary system and money, in exchange for that, in other words, they also are taking the brunt of the hate that's coming towards them and in other words, deflecting it just at them instead of the true perpetrators, which are the Jesuits and all of this. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're all guilty, but in other words, they're manipulating people's minds to just see, the Jew bankers and all this, and the Israelis and the Zionists and, when there's other people, hiding behind them that are actually just as guilty or even more guilty.
Okay.
That don't want the world knowing that they're guilty. And this has to be, brought out too. Because,
yeah, I hear you.
If shit really goes down, it can't be like the end of World War II where, in other words, they put up some sacrificial, Nazis at The Hague. And then, the rest of the really real Nazis, get to go to South America and America and, part of Project Paperclip and
Manhattan Project.
start, the CIA and the NSA and all this shit, What do you think all these, the FBI and all this shit, it all came from the fucking Nazis, man. The TSA, Homeland Security, they're all fucking Zio fucking Nazis running all these fucking agencies now. And what do they do? They fucking, they're instituting a fucking in-your-face police state where the state fucking dominates and rules your life. You have no independence or freedom. And, you have to look at all these agencies and what they're doing. The CIA fucking is the biggest drug smuggler in the world, illegal drugs, and the cash made from those drugs go to fuel wars and civil wars and political unrest and fucking creating religious fanaticism, you know, especially
Black
in cops. The Muslims. Right. In the Middle East and stuff that cause all these fucking terrorists to go fucking apeshit and want to kill everybody. And also they're doing the same thing here in America and other in the free world. You see all these fucking, you know, Christian fucking fanatics, you know, fundamentalists and all this shit, these fucking televangelists and all this shit who back the fucking Zionists and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this insanity is all fucking contrived through the CIA and their fucking secret operations, which are all run by Zionist fucking Jews, okay, and Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand, you know, what's down the rabbit hole, you know, what monsters these fucking people are, and what they're really doing, and how they're manipulating society across the board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's one thing, you know, to fucking rise up, but if you don't know what you're rising up against and how to fucking fight it and kill it, you know, you're just still beating your head against the wall because they're just going to fucking flank you and come at you from, you know, in a different fucking disguise and fuck you all over again. Start the whole thing all over again. You know? Because that's what these people are. They're masters of deception, physical and mental. You know? Look at all these Jews that came, you know, they all fucking, that are in entertainment in America. They're all fucking Zionists, and they all changed their name, you know, from fucking Goldberg to fucking, you know, some more American-sounding name to fucking disguise themselves. You know, they try to claim, oh, yeah, you know, it's just because their name was just so, you know, Blatberg or whatever. You know, who's going to fucking listen to a person like that? So they change it to, you know, fucking Dean Martin or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what they do.
Bullshit. It's all deception. They're fucking deceivers.
That's right.
You know, what they've done throughout the centuries. And people need to understand this and fucking root these motherfuckers out once and for all. To save humanity. Because these are the people that are killing humanity intentionally. For their own greed and profit and for their own fucking, you know, their own picture and fucking agenda of what they believe humanity should be, which is artificial and fucking ungodly and unnatural.
Well, they just want to be them.
Right. Well, they want to kill everybody and it just be them. So how do you look up to somebody like this as your leader? Leading you to what? Death. How could you, you know?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, these people that blindly follow these fucking mass murdering fucking monsters as you know, enlightened leaders. It's just fucking insane. And this is where the problem lies. This is why I fucking scream, you know, like you're a fucking bunch of zombified idiots. Because guess what? You're a bunch of zombified fucking idiots, man, that don't fucking know shit. If you did half the research I did, you'd fucking be screaming from the rooftops daily. If you had half a clue, you know? But that's the thing, these people, they don't want to know. They don't care.
No.
As long as, you know, they can fucking stuff themselves with fucking chemical fucking food and fucking, you know, drive their fucking gas-guzzling car around and sitting in a house, they're fine. They don't care how bad the fucking planet gets fucked.
There's a lot of people like that, that's for sure. There's plenty of people, though, that do get it. I'm sure some older hippies get it. Some Gen X's get it. And even some younger kids that actually do use their cell phone to do research. Because people, some intelligent youth are intrigued by mystery.
Right.
And you said it, 9/11 was their biggest downfall. I mean, it's sort of like the card they had to play to make this
but
all happen.
Fucked it up.
I think they did, dude.
they fucked
like,
up
honestly,
big time.
Well, it's either they fucked up or they wanted to be discovered. And then they wanted to see
I don't
if
think they
being
wanted
discovered,
to be discovered. I think they just thought the people would be so dumb that they'd be able to wash it over a lot easier than they were able to.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Well,
I mean, I could be wrong, but, you know, that's what I think.
Certainly at this stage, lots of people
right.
give a flying fuck about it all over the fucking
right.
world. And
yeah.
It's coming, man. You know, I put out a request for people to get on camera and say, you know, 9/11 was a lie. That's it. That's all you have to do.
Right.
And
yeah.
I did it myself, just lead by example, you know, like, and I haven't checked. I don't know if anyone's done it, but I know a few people might do it. I'm not saying they will, and just because I told them to, but it's a good idea.
Right.
It's certainly a good idea. If people get that message popping up all over their fucking screen, maybe it'll say something, you know, like, oh shit, maybe I'm full of shit and all these people are right. I don't know.
Right.
We'll see. You know, whatever happens, happens, and that's the way the cookie crumbles. I said that before. I hate repeating stuff, but that's the way the universe unfolds. I said that one too. I think if there's anything I wish for humanity to rise to the challenge and be well in the end. All of humanity to like.
Right.
Wake up and see the light, the metaphorical light, okay? But wake up and find God and be at one and to live together in harmony. I wish for that. I can only will it and you know, by willing something, you intentionally send out the message. But, and everything that you do. But I think I've had a fairly progressive effect on the world in that manner, like just by being creative and expressing myself. And
right.
you too, man. All of our shows put together, I'm sure we got a few thousand hits. That's a lot of people watching. And,
right.
you know, the more people, you got to think of it this way, like, not everyone's going to sit down and watch a 2-hour show, but
right.
they'll hear stuff in it and they'll repeat it to the other guy. They'll talk about it at lunchtime. And, so I have hope, like I know you do too, and I'm not about the doom and gloom. I mention it, I talk about it because you have to talk about it. You can't be blind, but
right.
you got to say, well, there's that or there's this. Fuck,
right.
what do you want? Wake up, fuck.
Yeah,
and,
well, that's the whole thing. People need to, you know, I liken myself to talk about the doom and gloom to show how bad things are, you know, to put it in people's faces. But at the same time, I try to beg people to fucking stand the fuck up and react to it and do positive things to change the world, to stop
right.
these things from happening. I don't want to dwell in doom and gloom. It's these fucking, you know, scumbags that are fucking manipulating the world that are creating all the doom and gloom, you know, for their own personal greed. And manipulation of people, you know.
Totally.
I wish there was 100%. No such thing as the doom and gloom that's present all around us, surrounding us, and holding us hostage. Because that's ultimately what the purpose of the doom and gloom is. Is to hold everybody in fear and you know, basically keep people hostage. To manipulate them and get what these fucking small group of scumbags want out of them, which is control.
Dominant. I want to be alive. I want to be alive when the world is at one and everybody's together and everybody, you know, I'm not talking about murdered masses. I'm talking about it's all good. Everything's wiped
right.
out that's bad. Or put away is more of the term.
Right.
You know. And, there's a new system and a new language and minimal laws and no government and everybody lives together and under the basic
works together. Works for each other.
Fucking right. That's right, man. It's like it's such a beautiful fucking thing, man.
Right.
Oh, man.
Well, this is the thing. This is why, you know, you put this in people's faces. You know, it's like, what would you rather do? Would you rather, you know, things continue the way they are, where they're progressively you know, going further and further down the, you know, fucking
toilet
fuck hole, you know, where things get worse, more and more people and everything else is suffering, and, you know, again, just for the benefit of a small group of people at the top.
Right.
Or, you know, fucking just everyone at once stand up and ignore these fucking people once and for all and just change the world without their fucking consent or approval or, you know.
Right.
You know, just fucking totally X these fucking people out with it. You know, create them, you know, in other words, making them just null and void.
Ignore them.
Because the only way these people get their power and their strength and their fear, everyone fearing them, is through the people's consent and giving them,
that
power. Right, exactly.
We give them the attention.
Right.
You know?
Which gives them the power and the strength and puts the people in fear. That has to be turned around because, you know, it used to be, you know, why do you think, you know, 9/11 couldn't be pulled off like in, you know, the 1940s or whatever? Because fucking Americans alone would have fucking stood up and just fucking, you know, like, slaughtered these fucking people.
Right.
For trying shit like that. They would have saw through it. But, you know, a couple of decades of fucking, you know, dumbing down and chemical fucking dumbing down and, you know, brainwashing, you know, there you go. You have a populace that you can fucking run over like a steamroller. And they'll believe anything you fucking tell them. There's the difference.
Brother John, you tell it like it is. I think we're almost done.
Yeah.
And I love it because it's, you know, I just... It's music to my ears. It's like someone gets it. That's enough for me. You know, like someone else gets it. If you're all alone in this world, listen to our show, man. Because we tell the truth and we make sense and it's logical and it's reasonable. And on an emotional level, we give a shit. We care. So
a lot better than the chaos that the fucking elites are shoving down your throat every day.
Exactly.
No.
Any final words?
Yeah, do your research. Fuck the New World Order. Fuck the system harder than it's fucking you every day. Fight back. Grow your own food. Stop eating chemicals. Stop breathing chemicals. Stop ingesting chemicals that the elites you worship and fucking terrified of forcing down your throat every day. Fuck them all. How about that?
That's pretty good. I want to say 9/11 is coming up. I'm not about self-gratification and getting the numbers mean something, but they're more statistical. I don't give a shit who's watching it, but I give a shit who's getting it. And
right in front of you.
Sorry.
Sorry. No. It's okay. I'm just saying, watch 9/11, The Biggest Lie, 500,000. It's pretty damn good. It's an hour on the nose. And I don't know, there will be another show anytime soon. And that's about it.
All right, James.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye.